Every book changes you as a writer in the sense that it moves you forward. As a biographer, your subjects, your characters, lives impinge on yours. You enter their worlds, you travel with them. You learn from your characters the way you learn from your friends. You travel onward in your own life with every book, and each book makes way for the next. It's all ongoing. And all the time you're writing a book, you're living in parallel worlds, the world of your own everyday life and the world in your head, which you are simultaneously living in and creating, sifting, moulding, remoulding and remaking, even when you're not actually sitting at your desk. Writing fiction effects purer changes of mood and outlook than non-fiction, because you're using your imagination all day. Fiction gives me a much headier feeling of freedom and discovery. As a novelist, you uncover thoughts, feelings, insights as you go along. Words create their own new possibilities. The whole experience is less predictable, less controlled and controllable than writing non-fiction. I have often heard novelists say they draw on aspects of themselves for every character. Well, of course, who else's experience could you draw on so deeply? Writing biography, one of the great challenges is to remain disinterested, to always resist any temptation to identify with your subject. As a biographer, you try not to let yourself be drawn too far into your subject's thoughts and feelings, because impartiality is a key part of the job. At the same time, you can't help becoming immersed in your subject's world. When I thought about it, I realised that while I wrote My Life of Gwen John, she became a kind of friend, even if the friendship was a bit lopsided. I was someone she confided in. She was someone I enjoyed going around with as I explored all the different aspects and episodes of her life. I knew everything about her. She knew nothing about me, at least, as far as I can tell. Often I could hardly believe she was no longer alive. One interesting question may be, do you in any sense change as a person with each book? That's much harder to answer. As a writer, you are a chameleon, constantly buffeted by the demands of the writing. Difficulties with the book turn you into a harridan. Fascinations make you into a recluse. In that sense, yes, you are at the mercy of and driven by your writing. Your characters can change and influence you just as the people in your everyday life can. And when you leave your subjects' worlds, you miss them and go on thinking about them. Standing in front of Manet's at the bar of the Folie Bergère again the other day, I caught myself thinking I would so like to have another talk with him about how he did those amazing tangerines.